Hello， 大家好 ，Welcome to today's
every
moment.
I'm
Jason.
How to show love? It was mom who held the family together.
Day and night, listen to your favorite Jason Mai every moment.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's every moment. I'm Sarah. Today, I'd like to share you one small article called.Get out of your comfort zone. There is this famous quote that can spark interest to challenge yourself within you. If something that you are doing doesn't challenge you, then it doesn't change you. Of course, since every one of us has room for improvement, this can also mean if you don't change yourself,then you cannot be responsible for changing your situation in life. You can never see any improvement in your life if you stick to your comfort zone. We all need a healthy dose of normal stress in our lives. After all, we can only see what we are really capable of if we make the effort to go over our pre-convinced limits. Don't limit the challenges you encounter in life. Challenge the limits.That your lizard brain crafted a stand. First, learn a new language. English, French, Japanese, and Spanish. These are just some of the languages you can discover as you strive to challenge yourself. Learning a new language isn't just another way to pad your resume. If you really get into it,You can even use this skill to totter on the side and earn extra cash. Number 2. Figure out what you're scared of and do it for 1 week consistently. If you are in sales and you're scared of talking to people personally or over the phone, then you have the problem. You can't just relax with your silence online, can you? Now,Instead of crippling in fear and automatically think you are fair, spend at least 5 minutes a day to pick up the phone and make a call to the prospect. Yes, it's scary. Yes, you may embarrass yourself. And yes, someone may hang up on you. But don't stop on the first try just yet. You get hung of it eventually. After a while,You can look at fear in the eyes and say, Go on, I'm not scared. Number 3. Take the class for a hobby you've been waiting to pursue. Make sure this hobby is not linked to your career. You have to relax and de-stress while performing this. Some examples might be cooking, swimming, painting, and graphic design online.Aside from helping you challenge yourself now, taking a class for your hobby can also help you extra income if you learn how to monetize it. You get plus points if you take the class with a loved one. This way, you combine boredom, boosting your income, and challenge yourself. Number 4. Attend one career-related seminar a month.Don't settle for your correct job position. Aim high is your career, of course, with that aim, including your action, too. Book conferences are relevant to your industry of your profession. There, absorb the lesson, ask sensible questions, and don't forget to connect with the aunties and the keynote speakers.Sometimes, it's not what you know, it's who you are. Maybe a reality. Number 5. Make a realistic budget and find out how can you cut back on something so you can invest more. Challenge yourself to step out of your current budget and develop a better budget for yourself.Money management is not about what you make, it's what you do with what you make. So produce a budget on paper, or in a Microsoft Excel file. Identify the item you have been spending so much money on. Cut a bank on that item so you have money to put in your emergency fund or your investment fund. Number 6. Dedicate at least 9 minutes a day for physical exercise. You don't need to go to the gym, you know. A simple 9-minute run around your neighborhood or an intense dance routine down in your living room can do wonders for yourself. Aside from the obvious reason that exercise can help you maintain your regular weight or shed those unnecessary pounds, it can also aid in making you feel better about yourself by releasing endorphins. Number 7. Travel and allow yourself to be interested in new people. We are not talking about an expensive kind of traveling here. Something cost-effective like going to your local museum or visiting the resort in the next city can all count as traveling. Here, don't just limit yourself to your fellow travelers. Try to connect with the service staff, like the lifeguard or the receptionist, or the tour guide. You never know what kind of people they are going to be. Get out of your house or go online right now to book your class. Start now and learn to challenge yourself from time to time. We all need a little push once in a while. Number 8. Always keep a good attitude toward life. Always remember that your present situation is not your final destination. The best is yet to come. If your life isn't where you want it to be, change it. It's what your successful people have done for thousands of years. You may currently be struggling and frustrated with your life, but it's not going to stay like this forever. That is, unless you don't do anything to challenge it. The best time of your life may still be ahead of you, but it won't just magically show up. You have to create it. It's in your power to create whatever future you want for your life. Even if your best days are truly behind you, you can still have plenty of great days ahead of you if you decide to make it so. Instead of letting circumstances control and defeat you, use them to push you into action so that you can change your present situation. Bad times aren't going to last forever, but you want more great times ahead of you instead of just good times. It's time to start doing things that will make that a reality. It's time to walk toward your ideal destination.
I like digging holes and hiding things inside them. When I grow old, I hope I won't forget to find them. 'Cause I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. I build a home and wait for someone to tear it down, then pack it up in boxes, head for the next town running. 'Cause I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots. I've got no roots. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots. I've got no. I like standing still, boy.
find them.
I've got no